Title: Swing Amount by Instrument Roll Advanced. Alright, let's get into an advanced groove concept that separates OK drums from that real rolling drum and bass pocket. Today we're focusing on swing amount by instrument roll inside Ableton Live. Not throw one swing on everything and hope. We're going to be surgical. The kick and snare stay laser locked, while hats, ghosts, and percussion get different swing amounts based on what job they're doing in the groove. Because in drum and bass, swing isn't about turning it into a funky shuffle. Swing is about forward motion. It's about the roll, and the biggest mistake is applying swing uniformly, which usually makes the snare drift, makes the kick feel less confident, and suddenly your bass doesn't know what it's supposed to lock to. So here's the goal. Swing by roll, not swing by project. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Put a 1 or 2 bar loop on. Turn the metronome on for now, just so you're clear on what grid means before we start bending it. Now create a few tracks so you can control timing independently. I recommend a hybrid setup, one drum rack for your core drum sounds, plus separate MIDI tracks for hats and for ghosts and percussion, and then one MIDI track for bass. The reason for separation is simple. In Ableton, groove is applied per clip. If your main snare is living in the same clip as heavily swung ghost notes, you're basically asking for trouble, so we're going to give each roll its own timing lane. Now step 1. Build the anchor pattern. This is the reference grid. Program your kick and your main snare. Classic D then B backbeat, snare on beat 2 and beat 4, kick on 1, and optionally a second kick depending on your style. But keep it simple at first. Then quantize those notes. Use 1/16 quantize at 100%. The point is not to humanize this. The point is to create something immovable. When the rest of the groove gets pushed and pulled, you still feel that snare like a nail in the wall. Quick teacher note, if your anchors aren't tight, you'll keep adding swing and randomization trying to fix a problem that's really just a messy reference. Tight first, feel second. If you want a quick punch chain on the anchors, keep it subtle and stock. Drum bus for a little drive and weight, saturator with soft clip for control, and blue compressor with a slower attack so the transient still hits. But remember, processing doesn't replace timing. It just makes timing more obvious. Step 2. Choose a swing family in the groove pool. Open the groove pool, that little wavy icon. In the browser, go into Grooves, then Swing and Groove. Load 2 or 3 grooves to audition. Twing 16 versions, MPC 16 versions, maybe Logic 16 if you want something smoother. For drum and bass hats, MPC grooves are often a sweet spot. Something around MPC 16-57 or a Swing 16-55 type groove can be a great starting point. And here's a key mindset. You're not committing globally, you're building a palette. One groove language, and then different intensity per roll. Step 3. Apply moderate swing to hats, because hats are the engine of the roll. Create a 1-bar hat pattern. Start with closed hats on every 16th note. Then remove a few hits for breathing or accent every other hit so it doesn't sound like a sewing machine. Now drag your chosen groove onto the hat MIDI clip. In groove pool settings, set timing somewhere in the 40 to 70 range. I usually start at about 55. Add a touch of random, like 0 to 10. Velocity groove can be subtle, maybe 0 to 20, but don't rely on it yet. Now listen with the anchors. You should feel motion, but the snare still feels welded to 2 and 4. Important DNB reality check. Hats usually want less swing than you think. The roll often comes more from contrast and accents than from extreme shuffle. So if you crank the timing and it starts to feel like the hats are tripping over themselves, back it off and focus on velocity shaping. And a pro workflow move here, keep the groove live while you audition. Once it feels right, commit it so the MIDI timing becomes real note placement. Why commit? Because it gives you stability, and it stops you from stacking swing on top of swing later without realizing it. For hat processing, keep it clean, high pass with EQ8 somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz, a little saturation if you want density, and manage width with utility. But don't make them so wide they disappear in mono. Make them exciting, but still functional. Step 4. Swing ghost snares and shuffles harder. This is your human layer. Create a ghost and perk clip on its own track. Add low velocity ghost snares around the E and A of the beat. For example, around 1E, 1A, 3E, 3A depending on your pattern. Add little rim clicks or ticks on off 16ths. Now apply the same groove family as the hats, but increase the intensity. This is huge. Same family, different amount. That keeps the phase relationship coherent. Try timing around 65 to 90. Start at 75. Add more velocity groove if you want, like 10 to 35, because ghosts are all about dynamics. Random can go a bit higher than hats, maybe 5 to 15. But be careful. Too much random and it stops rolling and starts wobbling. And the big rule, keep the main snare untouched. Don't put your main snare in this heavily grooved clip unless you really know what you're doing and you're checking it constantly. The safe practical approach is, main snare clip gets no groove, ghost clip gets heavy groove. Ghost processing, EQ to carve lows so it doesn't cloud the snare, and if you want grit, a very subtle redux or light drum bus drive. The goal is audible motion without turning the mid-range into soup. Now step 5 is where we get truly advanced. Microcorrect the pocket with track delay. Groove gets you most of the way. Track delay gets you that last bit of pocket that makes the bass sit right without you forcing it. Enable track delays in the mixer, the DVU. Now, typical ranges. Hats often like being slightly late, maybe plus 3 to plus 12 milliseconds. Ghosts might be plus 0 to plus 8 milliseconds. Kick and snare, generally 0. In some aggressive styles, you might even pull the kick slightly early, like minus 1 to minus 5 milliseconds, but don't do that unless you're confident, because it can get edgy fast. Here's the method. Loop 1 bar, put hats at plus 5 milliseconds. Listen, try plus 8. Decide, you're not looking for more swing. You're looking for the bass feels easier to place. And quick coaching note, watch the late stack. If you have groove timing, plus track delay, plus manual nudges, you can accidentally push the hats so late that they feel detached from the track. Do a sanity check. Temporarily set track delay back to 0. If the groove collapses completely, you were leaning on delay too hard. Rebalance by reducing delay and slightly increasing groove timing, or the other way around. Step 6. Decide how the bass relates. Straight, swung, or hybrid. Option A is the common heavy roller approach. Bass is straight. Quantize bass to 1/16 at 100%. Let the tops do the movement. This often keeps the low end authoritative and makes mixing easier. Option B is funkier, more liquid leaning. Bass follows the hat groove, but less intensely. Apply the same groove as hats, but set timing lower, like 20 to 40, and keep random almost off, like 0 to 5. You're just giving it a hint of the same language. Option C is the most pro feeling in a lot of modern DNB. Hybrid. Keep the sub straight, swing only the mid-bass stabs or Reese accents. Workflow. Duplicate your bass MIDI clip. One clip is your sub layer with no groove. The other is a mid layer where you apply the hat groove at maybe 30 to 60 timing. Group them, then glue them with an audio effect rack. Sub chain gets low pass and mono utility. Mid chain gets saturation and maybe chorus, and can be wider. Side chain both to the kick and snare so the groove stays punchy. And here's a key principle. Use the bass as the pocket judge, not the metronome. A hat swing can sound amazing on its own, and then the moment the sub enters, the entire groove feels like it leans sideways. So test with kick, sub, and hats together. Adjust hats timing and delay until the sub feels like it sits down without needing to be turned up. Step 7. Arrangement trick. Swing contrast across sections. Because swing is per clip, you can treat swing like an effect. You can literally arrange groove intensity. For example, in a 16-bar drop, bars 1 through 8, hats timing at 45 to 55, bars 9 through 16, hats timing at 55 to 70, and add extra ghost notes. Or do the reverse. More swing in the intro, then straighter hats in the drop for that machine gun impact. A really effective trick is to remove swing for one bar right before a big phrase, like make one straight hat clip with no groove and no delay. Then bring the swing back. That moment of rigidity makes the return feel like it suddenly starts rolling again. Now some advanced coach notes that will save you time. Think in timing lanes, not tracks. Even if everything is inside one drum rack, you can still separate rolls. You can do it with multiple clips, or by duplicating a MIDI clip and filtering which notes are affected. For example, use a MIDI effect rack before the drum rack. Create one chain that passes only hat note pitches, and another chain that passes only ghost note pitches. Then you can groove and commit each lane separately, while still using one rack. Another high-level diagnostic. Groove pool is a phase reference. If two layers feel like they're fighting, it's often not too much swing, it's different swing phase, because you use different groove types. Try this. Solo hats and ghosts. Temporarily set timing to 100 on both. If they suddenly lock, the groove family is compatible, and you just need to back down the amounts. If they still feel weird, swap groove family before you touch velocities. And a workflow gem. Commit timing, keep velocity live. Set groove velocity to 0, commit timing, than hand-edit accents or use a velocity device. Timing stability plus intentional dynamics equals confident roll. Let's cover common mistakes quickly so you don't step in them. Mistake 1. Swinging the main snare. That's usually a vibe killer in DNB because 2 and 4 stop feeling immovable. Mistake 2. Using different groove types per layer. 1 NPC, 1 random swing, 1 extracted break groove. That's how you get timing phase fights. Use 1 groove family, vary amount. Mistake 3. Too much random. Over 10 to 15, hats can start sounding drunk instead of rolling. Mistake 4. Swing without velocity shaping. Swing alone can still sound mechanical. Accents are what make the swing read as intention. Mistake 5. Not checking with bass and kick together. The low end is the truth serum. Now a few darker, heavier DNB tips. Keep the low end grid tight. Sub, kick, snare, minimal swing. Use swing to animate the top. Try negative space swing. Fewer ghost notes, but higher contrast in timing and dynamics. It can feel more menacing than busy programming. If swing makes hats smear, tighten perceived timing after placement. Drum bus transient control or a fast gate on noisy tops can make the transient speak without removing the groove. And if you want a very modern technique, resample your swung hats and percussion to audio, then warp it and nudge start points surgically. That lets you lock the pocket like it's a single performance. Now let's do a mini practice exercise so this becomes a repeatable system. Make a 2-bar loop with 4 parts, kick and snare anchors, 16th hats, a ghost snare pattern, and a simple bass rhythm with maybe 2 to 4 notes. Then create 3 versions, using the same pattern, only changing swing by roll. Version 1. Tight roller. Hats timing 45 to 55. Ghosts timing 65 to 75. Bass straight. Version 2. Funky jungle lean. Hats timing 60 to 70. Ghosts timing 75 to 90. Bass follows hats at timing 25 to 40. Version 3. Heavy and minimal. Hats timing 35 to 45, but at about plus 8 milliseconds track delay. This audio version is shortened for playback.